Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Let's go down to Cape Town and get a sense of what has been happening there, because the relationship between the South African Jewish community, particularly the Cape Town community, and also the Christian community was brought in to focus. I think it was last night. We wanted to find out a little bit more about what happened and what the current status is. Joining me to explore this is Daniel Bloch. He is the Executive Director of the Cape South Africa and Jewish Board of Deputies, somebody who spends a great deal of time at the intersection of community, of politics, faith, and civil society. Daniel, welcome. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. Hope you're well.
Good morning, Howard, and thanks for having me. Always a pleasure being on the show, and hope you're well too. Hello to your viewers.
So let's start with the big picture. When we talk about the Jewish and Christian communities in South Africa, what are we talking about? What does that relationship look like in broad strokes?
So we've always had an incredibly close relationship with the Christian community and other faith-based communities, but in particular the Christian community. And I think you've seen since October the 7th how the communities come out supporting the Jewish community, supporting Israel, doing a variety of initiatives, everything from standing outside Parliament to writing articles and letters to governments and political parties, taking trips to Israel, and simply just showing up. And as one of them, Heinz Winkler, you know, former winner of Idols, he was at our event on Monday, and he said he goes to church every week and he prays for the Jewish community. I mean, that's friendship.
Incredible.
It's solidarity and support.
Yeah, Heinz is often on our show, and his genuine affinity and love for the Jewish community is just remarkable. Has the relationship in South Africa always, you know, has it been this close in this way, or has it been through different iterations?
I think there's always been a close community that the Jewish community has had with, as I said, with all faith-based communities. But I think obviously since October the 7th, things have amplified. A lot of Christian Zionists have come out to support our community in Israel. And with all the anti-Israel rhetoric and the protests, you know, we've been amazed to see Christian groups standing outside Jewish-owned businesses, counter-protesting, you know, organizing groups to go into stores to buy products to support the Jewish business owners. Trips to Israel, fact-finding missions. You know, we found out, but our community found out, because I don't think our community quite understands the relationship and the support we have. It's not just about the Christian groups doing things in Israel to assist the survivors of October the 7th, to help rebuild the kibbutzim and the communities, but just the work that they do around South Africa in being an alternative voice. It's not only the board or the Fed that's going speaking up against all the hatred, but it's the Christian community. And we need to realize that out of almost 60 million South Africans, we're only 50,000. And it's a huge Christian community in South Africa. And we're very lucky and very fortunate and thankful that we have the support of the Christian community.
How then have government gotten away with this until now? And obviously there is pushback, and there will continue, and I think it will grow, the pushback. But in reality, they have pushed this quite far in terms of the anti-Israel rhetoric and anti-Israel obsession, even with the majority of South Africans being Christians and therefore supportive of Israel.
Oh, well, that's how you've hit the nail on the head. You do have specific leadership in government, within certain political parties, government institutions, which are driving their narrow-minded, anti-Israel, anti-Semitic agendas, regardless of what the opinion is from public. And we've seen how the ANC, their foreign policy against Israel, how they took a knock in the elections last year. You know, whilst there are specific individuals in those leadership positions making decisions not in the interest of South Africa or of our citizens, there's a big fight back, a big pushback from the average South African. And you've seen it probably the last year. I mean, even if you look at articles, there was that human chain in Sea Point a few weeks ago, 500 people, which sounds a lot, But when you look at all the organizations involved, there should have been 30, 40, 50,000, 500 people. The important thing was the responses on the IOL article from South Africans saying, we've had enough, like, it's enough now. You've made your point. There isn't a genocide happening. You don't come out and speak about GBV in South Africa and other local issues. And the South African public is getting tired. And you can see that it's having an impact slowly but surely on those in leadership positions.
It would be fascinating to think, I mean, if government is going to, as they get more pushback, if they're going to double down, or and which means that there is a greater expectation both on the Jewish and Christian communities to push back, or if they will start to take heed of it. What does it feel like in Cape Town? Because in many ways, Cape Town is our ground zero for this. We're not feeling it and seeing what you guys are seeing up here in Joburg. We aren't seeing what you guys are seeing in Cape Town. What does it feel like right now?
So, you know, there's still that feeling probably of, it seems to be, because the voices are quite loud, it seems to be everywhere. But actually, you know, we looked at a stat. Since October the 7th till December 2024, there was something like just more than 20 protests in Sea Point, you know, major protests, motorcades. This year alone, there's been 11. You know, it's certainly decreased in numbers and in frequency and in size. Even yesterday, there was a small little protest outside the Holocaust Center. There were more posters than people, Howard, standing outside the center. That gives you an idea of what's happening. And I think we shouldn't really focus on the negative and the noise that's happening. I think a Monday night event that we hosted, we had an appreciation dinner with
the South African Zionist Federation. Yeah, just tell us about that whilst you're doing this.
Yeah. So it was the South African Zionist Federation, Cape Council, South African Friends of Israel, and the Cape SAJVD. And it was a dinner with more than 100 of our Christian friends that came in, political parties, media, journalists, celebrities, pastors, priests, etc. And all of them were saying the same message. They're going to keep praying for Israel, praying for the Jewish community. They're going to keep focusing on the positives and spreading the word around. And I think that's an important message for our community as well, is that there's a lot of noise out there. But let's focus on our community, our unity and resilience, our strengths. Let's focus on the positives. And we've got a lot of friends out there. Yeah. So let's not focus too much on the noise.
Is there going to be more coordinated cooperation, or is this going to continue to grow organically?
Are you talking about our support with the Christian group, or are you talking about the sugar
notes? No.
Yeah, so that's always growing. You know, we're always doing a lot of initiatives. I mean, one of our good friends that stands outside Parliament every Friday waving an Israeli flag and singing songs, Adam Kepke, every Sunday he's speaking to a different church community, and he sends me photographs. And I mean, that's thousands of people he's speaking to every week. And they're going to continue doing that, and they're going to continue working with the board, working with SAFI and the Fed to, you know, just spread the love and educate people and just talk about the community. And at the end of the day, Howard, whether you're Johannesburg or Cape Town or Durban, we're all neighbors, we're all community, and we all want to live in a, you know, a better South Africa. And I think that's what we've got to work towards, despite what we see in leadership in some parts of the government.
Absolutely right, Daniel Bloch. That's where we leave it. Executive Director at Cape Town South African Jewish Board of Deputies, talking to us about the South African Jewish and Christian communities, the relationship, and how supportive many of our Christian brothers and sisters have been and continue to be over the really quite awful behavior of government.